One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked the parents for bothering Jesus. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these children." Then he placed his hands on their head and blessed them before he left. I know that many of us have heard about this part of Jesus' life and the importance he gave to children at a certain moment, when for many it was not important. His disciples had the same thinking as most people, and they told the parents of those children not to bother the teacher. But Jesus, by means of the word he expressed, gave a good lesson to his disciples and those who were there, telling them that anyone who did not learn to receive the kingdom of God like a child could not enter it. And he said to them, "Of such is the kingdom of the heavens." This makes me ask myself, how do we receive the kingdom of God like children? And I thought that one of the most important things that sometimes we lose is the ability to remain innocent and trust in God over the situations that are before us. The world steals from us our innocence and our ability to trust. And it simply does it because we ourselves allow it to happen. We neglect a relationship with the Lord, which we should maintain every day, because the level of trust is affected by the knowledge capacity that I have. Less knowledge, less trust. More knowledge, greater the level of trust. We cannot trust in whom we do not know. The other point that makes me ponder in reference to the words of God regarding receiving the kingdom of God, receiving his life, receiving everything that comes from God like children, is the ability we must have of having no prejudice to judge what is before our eyes. I believe that with the passing of life, we become prejudiced. We have so many arguments in our mind and in our heart. And according to what we have in our mind and in our heart, we judge people, situations, and life moments. We are full of such prejudice that we begin to see life from the wrong perspective. We see things blurry. We see life according to the circumstances we had gone through and the pain it has been inflicted in us. So we stop taking advantage of every circumstance. We do not see reality as it is, but in a distorted manner because our childhood was affected. Our innocence was affected, our trust was affected, and consequently, we armed ourselves with arguments not to feel bad ever again. So, we avoid living life moments that are necessary. They will arrive because they are challenging moments in which we will cry. Another moment will also arrive in which we will laugh. We need to take advantage of both of them. A simple example to illustrate this is the case of people who do not laugh because if they laugh enough, they begin to think of the saying, "The one who laughs so much will eventually cry." So we stop taking advantage of the time, each minute, each second our Father gives to us. A child does not have any prejudices. Besides trusting in his parents, besides trusting in the Lord, besides trusting in mom and dad, and feels happy and content, happy to be there, he considers that being surrounded by that authority, his father, he will not be lacking anything. He feels safe. Besides, he has no prejudices. I am becoming aware of this when I see my children playing. At a certain moment, they argue, both little brother and little sister, because there is something she likes, but he does not. And well, they argue. We can say it is a moment of dispute. They get angry. But not even 10 minutes go by, and this is incredible. And they are playing again together, hugging and enjoying each other. I have seen this with other children also, although they might not be siblings, they are friends. They get angry with each other, but a while later they begin sharing again, because all they have learned about life and what interests them at the moment to enjoy is to enjoy, to play. They are not full of arguments, worries, and stress over things they want to get and they do not have. It is a great blessing because they learn to get used to their environment. I am talking about this because I observed it one time I went to a very poor neighborhood. And there was a little house made out of wooden planks, sort of falling apart. And I could see the children of that house playing in their porch. They were laughing, chasing each other, shouting, playing. And this made me ponder on something. I said to myself, wow, it does not matter to them how the house looks like. It is falling apart. They know they are with their parents. They know they have this moment, and they enjoy it to the maximum, playing together. They do not go inside the house and cry because they see the house falling apart. They are simply in their space. Life has put so many lies on us, and we despair over what we will eat, what we will wear. We walk around so preoccupied that we burden ourselves and stop trusting. We think we always have to do something, because if we do nothing, the world comes down on us. So we stop trusting and resting on the Lord. We stop enjoying what we already have, which was a gift from the Father. And we start putting our gaze in the future, in what we could obtain. One job is not enough anymore. Now we need two. One career is not enough. Now we need more. But with the objective of satisfying that personal, haughty, proud desire, and we begin to ignore what it is more important: our family, our spiritual life, God Himself. And when this happens, we get away from everything. We stop enjoying. Hence, Jesus is clear when he says, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a child cannot enter it, cannot enjoy in it. It is like this, not only because Jesus said it, but the fact is also that it is a truth. There are certain characteristics that children have that with the passing of life and the blows it gives us, we stop living and enjoying. Another thing we lose is the ability to be amazed. When there is no amazement, it's because we are not grateful. We wait for blessings, and we call blessings those supernatural things which we expect to receive. But we are already being blessed by the Lord. You woke up today, did you not? Please do not tell me that there are bills you have to pay, debts. There are. But be grateful with what you have. Each time I bring something home for my little ones, I watch them say, "Wow!" Even if it is a small candy. They always have the ability to be amazed and to enjoy. And it is awesome. It makes me ponder on when we talked about the kingdom of God, when we talked about the Father, when we talk about what we have in the Lord. We lose our ability to be amazed. You stop being amazed with each small detail that the Father gives us. Are we really understanding the importance of the kingdom of God and that it is already present in us by means of the new life that we have in Christ? We have let ourselves be displaced from that truth of the kingdom of God because we adopted this material kingdom of the world, which comes and goes, bringing nothing. Now, I am not telling you not to enjoy. Enjoy if you have a car, if you walk, or if you are home, if you are drinking a glass of water, of cane sugar water, or of juice. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. We are on earth. Of course, enjoy. But our gaze is placed in heaven. We do not depend on what this world, this society, or this system wants to implant on us. We depend on the Lord. Our joy, our trust, will be in Him. We will not lose our ability to be amazed. It is awesome to be amazed, to tell Him, "I can breathe, and this is gain, Father. Thank you. Make us joyful in everything." This is another ability that children have. They are always joyful in everything and for everything. They enjoy to the fullest the moment they have for themselves. And this impacted me when the Lord talked to me. He said, "For children, there is no tomorrow, only now." When my daughter wants to get something or wants to go out or this or that, I say to her, "My love, we do it tomorrow." And she begins to cry as though she was frustrated and she could ask me to make me understand. Why tomorrow if we can do it today? I don't take tomorrow into account. I'm with you today. This is what I understand. The same thing happens to us with the Father. The kingdom of God is not a hope of something that will come in 100 years. It is now. The ability to understand that we are in the Lord and it is now that we enjoy is what makes our life interesting, my beloved friends. Knowing that it's now and not tomorrow, because quite often we self-justify and attempt to be joyful for something that we think might come tomorrow. And we stop enjoying what we have today. It is now. The day of the Lord is not tomorrow, because this determined day is today. It's all the time we have God in our heart. We are already in this day. We are already in this moment. And it is a blessing to be able to understand it and enjoy it. To have no prejudice, to have no malice in our heart. To have peace and that ability to be amazed, to be joyful all the time. To know that today we must make the most of today, to enjoy and trust. To trust in our Father who loves us and trust that by His love He sustains us. This changes everything. This answers my question, how can I receive the kingdom of the heavens like a child? I think we have a lot to reflect on. Otherwise, we will have a lot to lose. And today is the moment to do it. Like children is what God wants. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your peace, and for that truth which is complete. It is there that awesome advice to make us understand what we have lost because we stopped being children, and the importance to remember that the only way to enjoy this kingdom, this new life we have in you, is to be like children. Help us, Lord. Return us that innocence and that ability to be amazed, to be joyful, to have that joy which strengthens us in you, to enjoy each moment to the fullest so we can be grateful, and that trust which a child has. When he asks, he's not waiting for the circumstances to change so he can say, I have money in my pocket, I cannot receive. No, he simply asks. A child does not know where it is coming from, but he trusts his dad. Lord, give us this trust again. And may we be able to understand what is the most important. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He says to you, like children, always remember this, because God always arrives just in time. He sends you blessings.